Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time to reveal the personal ads placed by some people in the news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can hear archive shows and find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ken Wyman from Trumbull, Connecticut.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm fine. How are things in Trumbull?
Well, not too bad. You know, we're home of the 1989 Little League World Champions.
That's Oh, my gosh, of course. How could I have forgotten?
Well, if you have one claim to fame, you might as well tout it.
And now, of course, you're home, I'm sure, to a whole bunch of aging, bitter people who remember their glory days.
Actually, one of them is a star for the Buffalo Sabres.
Chris Drury.
Wow. This is exciting. I didn't know you guys knew this.
Yeah, it's Chris Drury.
And a silver Olympic medalist.
Wow. Gosh.
That's one.
There you go.
The rest of them are working in beer distributorships, pretty much.
And haranguing their kids with stories about their youth. Well, that's good. Ken, welcome to our show. Now, we've asked you here to play a game that we're calling Carl Castle's Lonely Hearts Club. Because we look at the news, and we don't just see newsmakers. We see lonely people, people in need, people for whom, perhaps, simple human companionship might help to solve their problems. So, we write personal ads for them. Your job is to figure out who we're talking about. Do it 2 times out of 3. You'll win our prize. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right, here is your first ad.
Me, single white male, very rich, drug-free. Well, now I'm drug-free. Really, I promise. Honestly, I'm over it now. Don't touch the stuff. Wants to celebrate recent complete vindication by law enforcement. You, conservative, willing to agree with everything I say.
So who might have placed that ad?
Oh, that has to be Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, indeed. Let us get one thing clear. El Rushbo was not arrested on drug charges. No, 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 no. He was merely, as his lawyer put it, processed. The handcuffs, the mugshots, no. He's just got a bondage thing going. Who knew? And the $30,000 Limbaugh will have to pay to the county? Not a fine. No. He's merely reimbursing authorities for the cost of the investigation of his odd habit of popping OxyContin like he was E.T. and they were Reese's Pieces. All right, very good. Here is your next personal ad.
Me, let's party. Buxom, very buxom blonde, SWF, now with prospects of lots of money and an opening for a new sugar daddy thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court. You, very old and very rich and standing on an icy ledge.
So who might have placed that ad?
That would be the lovely and now thin Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Apparently, her charms worked on all of the justices of the Supreme Court. In a unanimous decision, the court ruled in her favor in her case, so now Anna Nicole is free once again to pursue her late grandfather's, I mean husband's, billion-dollar fortune. The decision has already made a big impact in legal circles. The plaintiffs and lawyers in the Supreme Court's latest cases argued just this week were all wearing little black dresses.
And I'm very happy that Justice Thomas wrote the majority opinion on that myself, because
really?
I never knew the Latin for whoa.
Very good. Here is your last personal ad.
It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. There's somebody that I'm longing to see, somebody to watch over me. You're the wind beneath my wings. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. I say, let's do it. Let's fall in love.
That sounded a little familiar, didn't it? Maybe because it was an ad placed by Kavya Viswanathan, a Harvard freshman who's in big trouble. For doing what?
I don't know that one.
You don't know this one? This was the story about the freshman at Harvard University who, it turns out, had not behaved all that well.
No.
No? You don't know?
No, I don't.
Well, she got in trouble for plagiarizing her novels. See? Just a couple of weeks ago, Miss Viswanathan was the envy of the overachieving set. Not only was she entering Harvard, she was doing it with a $500,000 book contract and a best-selling novel. How could a woman so young do so much? Turns out, by cheating. She stole passages from other books in the chick lit genre, and her publisher has now withdrawn her novel from stores, canceled her next one. She says she's going to tell her story in a frank, brutally honest memoir of her misspent youth, tentatively titled A Million Little Pieces. Carl, how did Ken do in our quiz?
Well enough to win, Peter. Ken had two correct answers. He wins our prize.
Well done.
That's great.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never